You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Welcome on a Tuesday morning, the 10th day of December, as we get towards the end of the year. Mike McMahon for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Army-Navy game coming up this weekend. Army's been, they're going to wear uniforms that honor the 1st Cav Division. Right, the historical 1st Cav Division, stationed down at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. Or is it Fort Hood? I'm not sure. I'm not an Army guy. It's one of those two. I thought it was Fort Bliss. Let's find out. 1st Cav Division. Headquartered. El Paso, man, that's pretty rough. I'm not going to lie to you. Fort Hood in Texas. Where's Fort Hood? Killeen, Texas. Where's Killeen, Texas? It's not It's not near El Paso. I know that. Fort Hood is outside of Temple, Waco, north of Austin, south of Dallas. So it's halfway, about halfway between Austin and Dallas, north of San Antonio. Let's see. Let me describe Texas for you. Smack dab in the middle of Texas is Fort Hood. Yeah, not going to lie to you. Let's see. Yeah, there's really nothing in the center of Texas. Right above the word Texas is nothing. To the right and a little bit to the north is Dallas. So Fort Hood, south of Dallas. And Fort Bliss, though, man, right on the river. That's a rough place. El Paso, rough, one of those rough border towns, man. Fort Hood, established in 1942 during World War II, home of the storied 1st Cavalry Division. I used to watch the Army-Navy game when I was a kid. I used to love that. Yeah, cadets marching on, everybody in their uniforms. I used to get geeked about that, right? So anyway, that game is this weekend, and traditionally there's not any other games played, right? Or very few games. Maybe Division One AA or the FCS, whatever we call that. Maybe their playoff starts. But it's a day when the pageantry of college football kind of rolls out for Army Navy. And they tell this history of the players who played in that game and whatnot. So, anyway, so Army, interesting story about them honoring one of their divisions. The Black Knights of West Point started a tradition in 2016 by wearing a specialty uniform for the annual Army-Navy game honoring a specific division of the Army. The results, three unique sets of threads and three wins against Navy, who had previously, right, dominated them. Navy had won that game 14 straight years. Army is, obviously, they're continuing the trend, right? And this year's uniform honors the 1st Cav Division. These first team uniforms are white and green with lettering on the pants with the same font that appears on the UH-1 helicopters used by the 1st Cavalry Division. The division became America's first air mobile division during the Vietnam War. Army's helmets are green with the division's iconic gold cross sabers logo. So let me see if there's uniforms are made by Nike. The so I'll describe it for you. They wear the patch of the 1st Cav on the left shoulder of it. The top, on top of the shoulder pads, is green and black. It says Army on one side and First Team on the other side. And and then the numbers are a dark kind of digital camouflage look. So, that's what that looks like. But I still like the game. And then, there's pictures of, it says United States down one thigh, right, where the stripe normally is, olive drab pants, and on the other, it says United States as well. So, salute to the 1st Cavalry Division in this weekend's game. Navy's uniforms, I'm not sure if they're trying to reverse the jinx, but Navy has the throwback uniform that essentially Roger Staubach wore when he was a midshipman and won the Heisman Trophy. So so it's the Navy will wear uniforms inspired by the teams of the 1960s and a pair of Heisman Trophy winners. Can you imagine Heisman Trophy winners coming from the Naval Academy? and Army. I mean, that was not an odd thing, right? With the guys, what? I wish I could remember their names. Army Navy will wear uniforms inspired by the teams of the 60s. Halfback Joe Bellino and quarterback Roger Staubach. The midshipmen will wear blue tops with gold shoulder stripes and gold numbers, along with plain gold breeches. The top features the American Athletic Conference logo patch, the College Football 150 patch, and a patch signifying each naval unit. So, now, I don't know that each naval unit, the seniors wore patches for, you know, whether it be the Marine Corps that they wanted to serve under, blah, 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 blah. The helmets are kind of cool looking. They have, they're gold with anchors, with black anchors on the sides, probably dark navy blue, to be truth be told. They have black face masks. That's a black anchor on either side, including hand-painted details to make them appear time-worn. Two black stripes run down the center with numbers 12 and 27 in the center of the helmet for Roger Staubach and Joe Bellino, respectively. Under Armour created the uniform. So a little bit of pageantry surrounding the Army-Navy game. So anyway, something I always, as a kid, look forward to. So cool stuff. The somebody sent me an email. Mac, what's up? Website looks different. Yeah, it does. If you check out the website, both on your phone or on your desktop computer, you will find that that a lot of the black has been changed to white, and some of the I think that's about all you'll see. I added a couple pages. If you go to the post-traumatic winning tab on All Marine Radio, there's an upcoming presentations page. So that gives you a kind of upcoming schedule of events. And if any of them are near you and you'd like to attend, feel free. Shoot me an email, and I will arrange for you to be my guest there. Down in Miramar on January 3rd, and then go to the East Coast to Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, and New River the following week, and then back at Camp Pendleton the week after that. And then I'm not sure about the Boston College thing. That thing is moving. That's supposed to be at the end of January, but I'm not sure about that. And then in February, up in Las Vegas, and then, March, April, May, I think, in Hawaii. Yeah, never been to Hawaii, but, I'm gonna, old Mac going to Hawaii. How about that? So that page is new, and there's also a video tab now on post-traumatic winning. So things I've talked about, videos I like and talk about, and there's a link to the All Marine Radio YouTube channel on that video page. And so there's videos that I put up there. General Zinni's up there. His PME from 1989 is up there. And so, but videos that I've talked about on the program, like Carl Mundy's, the 30th Commandant's funeral that I think is, I don't know who designed it, if he designed it, I would think, but it's a beautiful ceremony. Down in a small town that he grew up in North Carolina and was buried in, so it shows the Marines of 8th and I marching through the town. You just don't see it ever. Pretty cool. Sergeant Major Canley's Medal of Honor ceremony is there. And if you've never seen that, you should watch that, because the Marines, they get rowdy in the White House. It's awesome. That's pretty cool. And then there's the video of General Mattis when he says, if this is vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. That's up there. And there's also the funeral of Colonel Wesley Fox, who passed away about a year ago, and then was buried in the spring after the snow left. So anyway, there's a video tab up there, and then the read and the blog, the read board and the blog all got consolidated. So that's all one spot. So whenever I have stuff to write or just things for you to read or stuff like that, that's where you will find it. And then there's a, if you've never seen it, the transition info page is pretty cool. There's links to all kinds of different organizations, Semper Fi Fund, Hope for the Warriors, USA Cares. If you're trying to upgrade your discharge, you can do that. There's links there to people that, that do that kind of stuff. There's links to lists of people who do free legal work for veterans, right? Law schools and law firms. There's Bob Nielsen's 100 Entrepreneurs Project, if you're interested. Hire Our Heroes. The Warrior Reunion Foundation is there, and Veterati is there. So, so there's all those links there under transition information. And then under us, you'll find the mission of All Marine Radio, about the host, and if you ever want to contact the program, there's a page that tells you exactly how to do that. So, so again, yeah, that was a project that did not intend to turn into what it turned into, but I saw the need to do that. So anyway, yeah, well noted. The, what else is going on today? Impeachment all over the news, right? I'm not interested in it. I saw last week, that there were more Americans in the country that Googled the term Peloton, right? The stationary bike thing.
Here's what I found on the web.
Did I say Google? Right? Yeah. Why is my phone a threat to me? When it says that, it says, in order for you to activate it, you have to say, okay, Google. Right? But you don't say that. And it comes bombing into your life anyway. I forgot what I was saying. From Alabama, Hawaii, I'll check my schedule. Yeah, if you want to attend post-traumatic wedding, you probably want to attend it in Hawaii. I got other things that have happened to me. And again, I talk about how cool my life is, and I offer the same thing to you. But I got this, text message yesterday. Hey, Mac, my name is XYZ. I've been listening to All Marine Radio on and off for over a year now and just wanted to tell you how happy you've made my family. You brought my brother out of a dark spot and I never would have, that I never thought he would ever exit. Semper Fi, keep changing lives. So imagine just, you know, you're waltzing through your day, okay? You're waltzing through your day and, you know, all of a sudden you see, you know, I've got a text message and you look in and you get that ray of sunshine, right? How do I describe it? A ray of sunshine into your heart, like a laser. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, how cool is that? And again, it is the coolest of cool, the coolest of cool stuff. The I got an email after the program yesterday saying, I found your discussion with Jeff Kenney moderately depressing in that neither one of you thinks that anything will change relative to foreign terrorists serving in their militaries in our country on our bases killing people. Nah, I mean, I think we've both seen it long enough, and it's a core mission for the United States. And what do we expect? We expect that there will be the appropriate level of indignation, just like the base housing thing. But do we honestly expect anything to be created that would monitor in some sophisticated way all the foreign officers that are in this country? And that that system would ping appropriately? Is it beyond the scope? They're not American citizens, so they're not subject to the Constitution. Is that beyond the scope, you know, of our capabilities? Well, I don't think so. But again, I've always said, you know, you can do a lot of stuff to Americans, but just, you know, don't mess around in public, right? Don't touch everyday Americans. You can kill Americans. You can kill American service members. Okay? But don't take it out in public. Don't, because that changes the, for whatever reason, it changes the rules of the game. And I think it's wrong. But that is the way it is. I'll tell you one other thing. I'm very, very curious about the phraseology that got used by the FBI yesterday. And the phraseology that got used was, supposedly somebody filmed it, right? They don't have enough information to arrest that person yet. Interesting. Supposedly two other people watched it, sat in the car and watched it. So this person got out of the vehicle they were in. Now I don't know that how long does it take before you can discern, did they know anything about it? And arrest them and detain them. And, you know, I don't know that the Saudi government has any role in this. When you commit a felony, right, there is no diplomatic immunity. So I'm just a little curious as to why the FBI is behaving, you know, like it is. You know, oh, well, we're not going to rush to judgment. You know, if you heard the press conference that I played yesterday, they foolishly said, we'll take your questions. And then they didn't answer any of the questions that got asked. None. Right? They could, in fact, the woman who was briefing, the head of the Jacksonville, North Carolina office, could not even get what model the weapon was right. She was getting 45 caliber confused with type 45 Glock. So anyway, I'm a little, my radar has got very sensitive to that. And so I'm curious, right? I'm curious about how this thing will be handled, because they're Saudis. And the bottom line is, it makes no difference that they're Saudis. None. Zero. Nunca. Nada. All right? None. And so that was the only thing out of that press conference, other than taking questions when you don't intend to supply any additional information. Chris Woodbridge of the Marine Corps Gazette is going to join us here at the top of the hour. Mike Etor is going to join us tomorrow. We're going to talk about one of the chapters in his book. He's going to tell me which one today. And so Mike's written a great book about leadership. And he's a great student of it, right? It's called Trust-Based Leadership, Marine Corps Leadership Concepts for Today's Business Leaders. And so we're going to talk about what his intent is, and that is hopefully to unlock much of the business savvy that exists inside of people that have served. They just don't know it's there, and they don't know how to use it fully. So we're going to talk about that. So anyway, good morning to you here on a Tuesday. As I said, closing in on the end of the year, closing in on Christmas, right? 2 weeks from today. No, would be Christmas Eve. Well, that's kind of Christmas, but yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Christmas. Oh my God. Good morning to you. I just remembered one of my thoughts that I forgot, and that was the whole more people searched for the word Peloton than they did for impeachment last week. I thought that was pretty indicative of the way the country feels. Now, again, the people that hate the president feel the way they feel, and there's nothing you can say at any point in the discussion that ever changes that, right? And the people that love him, you know, but for the people, if that's an indication of what the middle of the country thinks, that the middle of the country is not interested in it, then the question is, and those people pull that shit all the time, right? So the question is, who is this aimed at? Is this aimed to diminish the president in a continued fight over the last election? Is this aimed at senators, putting them in the hot seat, forcing them to defend the president, and then sticking that to them in the next election? You know, what's this all aimed at? And because, and let me tell you what it's not aimed at. It's not aimed at the truth. And if you want proof that it's not aimed at the truth, just go back and look at what people like Nancy Pelosi said when Bill Clinton had perjured himself under oath as a sitting president of the United States. And she stood up to defend him. Her defense had nothing to do with the truth. Nothing to do with the truth. It had everything to do with sticking to her party and the political bullshit fight that goes on. You know, quid pro quo. Oh, we don't play that game in politics, do we? Yeah, we do. All the time. There's another story that I want to talk about, and that is coming out of the Washington Post. And they're calling it the Afghanistan Papers, kind of liking it to the Pentagon Papers. A number of people sent me links to that yesterday, and so we'll talk about that a little bit today. This is dedicated to the guy who sent me that text message yesterday, and to everybody who's ever sent me anything like that. I don't know if I adequately can put into words when you're cruising through your day. And you get an email or a text message like that, and what it does for you. And again, I would shove every one of you in the direction of doing that, right? Don't miss an opportunity, right, to touch somebody's lives with the wisdom embedded in post-traumatic winning. Because at some point it will come back to you, I promise you. At some point, it will come back to you, right? And it's the coolest experience in the world. So, it's dedicated to him. Hope you have a good day.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marines, then you really ought to get out. The only reason I stuck around that low paying outfit for 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, infantry, young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about them deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda anytime you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. He goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Brain Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, I have to bear down today. I omitted shithole weather yesterday and heard about it. Yep. I don't know why I do that. I get carried away sometimes. Currently in Quantico, it is cloudy and 59. Camp Lejeune's warmed up. Partly sunny in 73. 29 Palms has cooled off. Sun in 49 out in the desert. Camp Pendleton inland, not near the coast, is partly sunny in 53. So again, they take that temperature at Camp Pendleton at the air station. Camp Schmidt in Hawaii, cooler. clear dark in 67. Hawaii, where post-traumatic winning's going. That's right. Air Force, hoo-yah. Love those guys. Okinawa, dark cloudy 68. In Afghanistan, and again, notice we're flying east to west throughout the weather. Okay? We're just trying to familiarize you with that. Helmand Province of Afghanistan, Lashkar Gah, the provincial capital. It is cloudy and 53 degrees. Somebody sent me an email the other day and said, I didn't think Afghanistan would be that cold. I remember it a lot like 29 Palms, and that's pretty cold, even for Afghanistan. Like, in the winter? But we're not, like, dead of winter yet. Iraq's cold, too. Early in the evening, cloudy and 58 in Ramadi. So, there you have it. Currently, at the home of All Marine Radio, the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, it is mostly cloudy, 55 degrees. Looking for 69 degrees today, 67 tomorrow, and 70 on Thursday. That is a look at your regular weather now. That's right. The, let's see. Let me find it. Shithole weather updates. From East Grand Forks, Minnesota. The pictures, honestly, are one of the coolest parts of the whole, of shithole weather now. Right? Effing cold, exclamation mark. That's the forecast. It's pretty, but it's damn cold. At 08 Central Standard Time this morning, December 10th, in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, wind chill advisory till noon today. Wind chills as low as 35 below zero. Could cause frostbite outside to expose skin in as little as 10 minutes. Current temperature, 21 degrees below zero. Below is all cap. Feels like 36 below. Winds are 8 miles an hour. The forecast for today, the high, 3 degrees below zero. Forecast for tonight, down to 20 degrees below zero. Yeah, this is when the sun ceases to be used for heat and is only used for light. Winds will be out of the west-southwest at 10 miles an hour, gusting to 16. And then there's a beautiful picture of, you know, of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And it is. It's taken right about sunset. The street lights are on. The lamps are on in the street. The streets have been plowed. The snow's piled up. And it's absolutely beautiful. It looks like something you could put on your postcard. But let me tell you, that cold is deadly. If you have, the sad parts, you know, people that stay out late and, you know, somebody doesn't know that they're coming home or something like that. That normally doesn't work out very well. And what happens is they have some kind of car malfunction or they fall asleep at the wheel. The car goes off the road. And before they can get to somebody's house, they're dead. So, yeah, that's serious stuff. From Webster, Massachusetts, Chris is on the move today. He's headed to Worcester, W-U-S-T-A-A, 52 degrees. That's nothing, man. That's like being in Miami compared to Ruth Ann. Looking for a high of 58. Winds out of the southwest at 17. Mostly cloudy, rain expected. Then a flash freeze overnight. Yeah, flash freeze, man. That is no good. And then he sent me a picture of a building. It looks like a Marine Corps detachment site because there's a Marine Corps flag flying over the top of it. Beverly is north, okay? So Ruth Ann is in in the northwest corner of Minnesota. That's where Ruth Ann is. Bev, she's north and west, and when this weather comes out, it's called a lot of times an Alberta Clipper. When this cold air comes, Arctic air comes sweeping through Canada and down into the United States. Bev is further north than Ruth Ann. Siberian and Arctic air has Saskatchewan on a four-day extreme cold weather with high wind chill values. currently in Churchbridge, Saskatchewan. Clear skies, 20 degrees below. Winds out of the northwest at 12, gusting to 18. Wind chill at 40 degrees below zero. Yeah, 40 degrees below zero. And it's amazing. You walk out into it, and your nose hairs freeze. You can feel them go inside your nose. Anything, if your hair is still damp, your hair will freeze. And it does it in, you know, less than 30 seconds. It's just, it's incredible. I never obviously lived in anything like that. And, but it's deadly. It's as deadly as the heat is. And you gotta have, you know, you only do things that are absolutely, essential when you go out at night. And so, yeah. Wow. All right. We're gonna take a break. When, we come back, we'll check some news headlines. Here on a Tuesday morning, Chris Woodbridge is going to join us at the top of the hour. He, the editor and publisher of the Marine Corps Gazette, so whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the ache of this heartbreak. I want to drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream, yeah, I'll let it all out. But right now it's just me.
For some reason, I keep getting emails from Pillsbury. Like, how did I get on that list? Did I go to the website? Looking for cannon fodder for the chef? Like, what is that? I'm not exactly sure what happened. But Pillsbury's all over me. Anyway, I've got that going for it. All right, let's check out the news this morning. And Stars and Stripes talking about we must act. Right. The there's some headlines. Navy uniform updates include, so you can tell it's a slow news day, right? Includes neck gaiters, two-piece swimsuits for physical test. What? Plan advances to create a space force, parental leave for federal workers. No fly zone. Okinawa town's rooftop warning aims to decrease military aircraft noise. In vivid yellow letters, 5 feet high and 66 feet long, the words "no fly zone" appear across the rooftop of the Kin Town Hall, a plea to U.S. pilots to steer wide of the community below. Kinville, as it's known, is right outside where I was stationed at Camp Hansen in Okinawa. So you got that going for you. Navy uniform updates. Well, in the Olympics, they swim in one-piece suits. Like, sailors now have the option to wear black neck gaiter during cold weather, as well as a two-piece swimsuit. All right. A list of uniform updates comes from feedback from sailors and leadership, according to the Navy. So you can wear a black neck gaiter during extremely cold weather, right? So a gaiter is, and let me tell you, there's ways to use the gaiter, right? It's kind of like the, it's something you put on. It's a tube of fabric, right? You put it on your neck, and you can pull it up to cover your ears, and then you put your whatever kind of watch cap you're wearing on. And now the cool, so just so you know, the way to wear a gaiter is you cut up the sides about, I don't know, 2 or 3 inches, because those things tend to be pretty long. You cut up the sides of them. I know, because I used to have to keep warm for a living. And that way it doesn't gather at the top of your neck. It lays underneath your T-shirt. Yeah, how about that? Underneath your T-shirt, and if you have a sweatshirt on, over the top of that, you're buttoned up like a like a bug in a rug. That's right. And you don't have that cold air dancing around your neck. So just a little word of advice for all you Navy people out there. Male and female sailors who swim for their semi-annual physical readiness test now have the option to wear a two-piece swimsuit that must cover the entire torso. The swimwear can be purchased off the shelf in navy blue or in black. Conservative in design and appearance, it must not prohibit the swimmer from swimming, according to the Navy. There's no picture of the swimsuit. That's what I was looking for. How about that? Everybody else swims in their uniform. But in the Navy, you get to swim in a bathing suit? Interesting concept. Interesting concept. From USNI News, Pensacola shooting prompts lawmakers to investigate training of foreign forces. Now, this is what Jeff and I are talking about. This will be the obligatory, scream, just like they screamed about the base housing shit, right? And then nothing gets done. Following Friday's deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola, Florida, the Pentagon and State Department are facing questions about bringing foreign military members to train in the U.S. as part of a multi-billion-dollar foreign arms program. The gunman, a Royal Saudi Air Force second lieutenant, was attending flight school in Pensacola. Citing concerns about the gunman's background, several of Florida's elected officials called for tighter screening of thousands of members of foreign militaries. Now, here's the problem with that. Okay, so let's just talk about artificial intelligence and the ability to scour the internet looking for things that, let's target the Saudis, okay? People from the Middle East. Let's target the Saudis. So if you're Saudi, right, we're going to enter all your data into our artificial intelligence computer, constantly scanning the internet for things that you put out in the accounts that you've listed that belong to you. Okay, what about the accounts that you then stand up that you haven't divulged anything, right? Do we have the artificial intelligence to know that you're doing that? Do we have the artificial intelligence to know that it's coming from your phone or your desktop computer if you don't report that? I don't think it's that hard to get around that stuff, right? So how would you track it? How would you track it, right? And I think Jeff Kenney, said something yesterday that, when these people come to our country, they should have sponsors, mentors, if you will. And we did it at IOC, and as Jeff said, my experience was the same. You invite guys over to your house, they're second lieutenants, right? Most of them never been to a captain's house to have dinner or something like that, drink a beer. And, you all of a sudden you begin to show them what it is to be an officer. Well, when you have somebody who either won't show up or isn't comfortable, those are all red flags, especially if they're from a foreign country. Will not participate. Well, somebody needs to sit down with them. Why won't you participate? I refuse to do things in my off time with Americans. Okay, you need to go back home. All right, send them home. But I don't know, how do you, I think it's so easy to create false identities on the internet. And again, I don't know that what, the spooky people can do with artificial intelligence. But again, if I go buy this afternoon a desktop computer, and I set it up under a fictitious email account, right, as I get on either, if it's a an Apple device, or who traces that to me? Answer, nobody. And so, I mean, and that's just like Joe Schmo, stupid guy, you know. So if you don't have somebody sponsoring them, somebody getting them together, somebody looking for things that aren't right, and maybe that's in addition to some type of artificial intelligence program that would monitor their shit. And so, anyway, but again, I think that we'll see if anything, if anything tangible like that comes out of this, right? We'll see. And then even then, that's not foolproof. So if I fake it and I act like I love Americans and show up at their social stuff and I have my fake computer, then do you catch me then? And then we've seen the problem of, well, the indications and warnings were there. They simply were not heeded. All right. Let's see. Any stories in Marine Corps Times that I would tell you about? Now, these are the kind of stories that tend to populate Marine Corps Times these days. Steroids, cocaine, four Marines separated for alleged drug offenses on a Middle East deployment. So there's four Marines that have been disciplined during a deployment. And that's what is making headlines. A PFC got steroids shipped to him. Got intercepted in Kuwait when the contents of the package did not match up to the disclosure form on the outside. Both Marines received non-judicial punishment and were administratively separated. So, I mean, so that's the kind of gossipy stuff. NORTHCOM has increased base force protection measures in the wake of two deadly base shootings. Now, here's the question. So again, this is reactionary shit, right? The shooting in Pearl Harbor was one of the sentries, right? He clicked off safe, shot two unsuspecting workers and killed himself. So when you read the article, you could deduce that without anybody saying that to you, although they later, the following day, they came out and said that. And they said this. He shot the workers with his M4 and then killed himself with his M9. Well, the only person that has those two weapons are somebody on, unless they're your home weapons, or somebody that's on duty. And so what do you do with somebody who's purchased a weapon legally, storing it legally? So that the guy in Pearl Harbor, that's one. The guy now the question is, can you have a weapon on base? But if you don't, right? If you don't tell anybody, how are these force protection measures going to change any of that? So anyway. There's been no direction, but the top five stories in Early Bird, and then Chris Woodbridge is going to join us. Number one, Afghanistan war metrics were manipulated to highlight battlefield successes, according to a bombshell Washington Post report. Well, I think that anybody who served in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and if you lived the reality on the ground and you saw what got put out, you would say, yeah, the reality I live is not like that. So this may come as a shock to some, but for those of, I mean, for instance, you know, we all knew we didn't have enough guys in Iraq, right? And you'd see Don Rumsfeld on TV telling the nation everything was good, and we knew it wasn't. So, I mean, maybe it is for the public, but I think for those of us who lived it, it's not so much news. Number two, new housing protections. PFAS limits included in defense policy measure. PFAS limits. Now, let me tell you why that's important. That's firefighting foam, and I will tell you, other chemicals will be included in that as the DOD attempts to limit their liability for the damage they've done to people and their lives. And so that's kind of a subplot to this. It's not the headline. It's one of the under headlines. In another section of the bill, lawmakers would prohibit the use of firefighting foam with PFAS. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the chemicals. After October 1, 2024, and immediately ban all non-emergency use of the chemical. Researchers have found groundwater contamination in at least 175 installations and sites nationwide in recent months, as well as 44 civilian airports. Interesting. So keep your eye on that one. All right. Keep your eye on that one. Number three, U.S. suspects in Iran. U.S. suspects Iran is increasingly using increasingly sophisticated rockets on attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq. So that's been a subplot for a few months now. Number four, Air Force to drop below the zone promotions for officers. The Air Force is planning to eliminate early promotions known to be below zone promotions for officers. Interesting. And the president will attend, number five, the Army-Navy game. Some overseas stuff, and then we'll take a break. One, U.S. airstrike kills extremist rebel in Somalia, according to official. North Korea believed to test new rocket engine in order to provoke the United States. Number three, Turkey begins resettling refugees in northeastern Syria. And then the last one is U.S. hits setback in bid to shield Europe against Iranian missiles. All right, we'll take a break. Chris Woodbridge is going to join us next here on a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.